You ready to get right into the Word? Now, I want us to spend time in prayer tonight, so I don't want to spend a lot of time doing this part, but it's just important that we have a Word to go with prayer, I think. I love to have the worship. I love to have the Word. But I just want to talk to you about what happens when the church prays. When the church prays together. Now, it's important, both private prayer and corporate prayer, both of them are very important. And you can have one without the other, but it's better if you have both. And I don't know, I probably changed my mind before Sunday, but I was thinking, this should be preached on Sunday morning. Because you all are here. But I want your faith to come to another level. And how does that happen? Faith comes by what? And hearing by the... So we've got that going on tonight. So when we leave here, or even while we're listening, then our faith should come up a notch because you're hearing, and then we're going to be bringing the Word here. So I'm not going to bring... just turn your Bibles over to Leviticus. I'm not going to read the two scriptures I'm going to give you out of Exodus. But if you're taking notes and you want to read it later, you can. But just so I don't take a lot of time, because it's really hard to read something so awesome and not get lost in it. Taken away with it, not lost in it. But if you write this down, if you're taking notes and want to look a little later, because Moses taught his people to pray privately. They prayed privately and they prayed corporately. They all prayed together. And so you'll read that, about that, in Exodus chapter 33. Write down verses 7 through 11. That's beautiful. It talks about the little tents of meetings, okay? So Moses would come out of the tent of meeting, the major one, which they call the tabernacle, and he would come out, and he would go outside. Now, he had a tent out there that he lived in, and the other people, all those millions of people, they had tents for their family too. So they would go outside the tabernacle. Moses would go out and he would go into his tent and he would pray. And that portion of scripture that you can read later, please don't read it now, and you can study it when you get home. But the people, then they would come to their tent doors. Well, if y'all gonna read it, I'll read it to you. I'd rather read it than have you looking down while I'm talking to you. Okay, Exodus 33:7. Moses took his tent and he pitched it outside the camp. See, so he went outside far from the camp and he called it the tabernacle of meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp. Now look at this. And so it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose and each man stood at his own tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of the cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of the cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose and worshiped each man in his tent. So he prayed privately in his own tent. And look at verse 11. Y'all are so familiar with this. So the Lord said to Moses, face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, the young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. So this was private prayer. So they would watch as Moses went into his tent, and then they'd all come out, and then they'd say their own prayers inside their own tent. So that was one kind. But there was another, and you can read that in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. And this was this was also called a tent of meeting. If you interpret it that into Hebrew, it was a tent of meeting, which was a tabernacle. And so Moses would go in there, and only the high priest could go in. But the people, listen now, the people would all gather, and they would come in the outer court where they sacrificed the animals. And boy, they'd all get in there, and they would all pray together. And when they got there, I'm just telling you, things happened. Now, things happened when they prayed privately in their own tent. But when they all got together, everything turned around. And I'm telling you, there's going to be some things happening in your life, in my life, in this church life, because of this little meeting that we're having right now. But this meeting is not going to stay the same for very long, because people's going to find out what I'm bringing you tonight is the truth. Now, it's been a long time coming, but we had to bring the corporate prayer meeting back. I know we pastors, you know, you look at the church and you have the Sunday morning preaching and you have the Wednesday night teaching, and some say that teaching stirs the people in preaching, you know, and it excites the people, and you know, you've got to have them taught and you've got to preach. But somewhere down the road, we've made a prayer like a Cinderella, stuck her in the back room. And so I just heard the Lord say, no, no, no. My house will be called a house of prayer, and the thieves have broken in and stolen. So make a night. So we're given the word and prayer on Wednesday. So that's why we brought it back in. So listen, this prayer is so powerful. A lot of things happened here. But here's now where I want you to look. Go over to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9. And I'll show you how powerful this was. And you say, well, this doesn't make a lot of sense for the power to be so strong that you can't go in. It's right at Exodus, is right, just before Leviticus. Leviticus, just after Exodus. Chapter 9. Okay. Leviticus chapter 9. I'll just read 23 and 24. Look what happened here. 23 and 24, Leviticus 9. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. They were all there in the outer court. And then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and they fell on their faces. Now, I don't know if they fell out in the spirit or they fell on their faces praising the Lord. Probably a little both. But they fell out praising Him. When God's glory comes in, it changes everything and miracles happen. Now, as you study and look through all these things I just gave you, you'll see some major, major things happening. Because, see, these people, when they all gathered, they got to see the glory too. But whenever you, which one was this? I think it was back there in Exodus 40. It says this. The glory fell so hard, and the glory came in so greatly. Listen to this. Moses was not allowed. He couldn't even go into the sanctuary. He couldn't go into the tabernacle. Now, remember this. Moses is the one whose face showed like fire. His face showed like a bright light, or the Shekinah glory. It was so bright. It was like looking at the snow with the sun shining on it. This is the one that God said, Moses is my friend. This is the one that the Bible says God talked to Moses face to face like a friend. You and I just read that. But he couldn't even go in where the glory was. However, you and I live in the New Testament days. And people take it so nonchalantly or so lightly that we can literally walk in. He said, come in boldly. Just come on in. And we don't die. I mean, we just don't fall like a dead man. But these people just fell on their faces and began to praise Him when they saw that glory. Now, the glory of God, as we talked about, I think, last Wednesday or Sunday morning. God is everywhere. Yes, He is. You say, well, Pastor, I think God is everywhere. Of course He is. But He manifests His glory at certain times, at certain places. And when He does that, whole new ballgame. And so I'm telling you, we are in this hour. Isaiah 60 says, when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, that's when my light will be seen on you. Who? his church, and my glory will be seen on you. Now, today, I just got a note, and Brother Art had mentioned it to me, or an email that was showing this elementary school, not in California, but in Texas, that was having a gay parade. Or what do you call that? Pride. Pride. And the kids, was it mandatory that they walked through that into pride? You said it was mandatory. The kids were made to walk in that gay parade at school. It looked like elementary kids to me. So I want you, though, to go over. Let's go New Testament now, and I'll get off the tabernacle, because I know if you've never heard about it, sometimes that's kind of hard to grasp. But let's go down to Acts, because I do want to show you something about how powerful church prayer is when we all pray together. And I know that I brought you some of this either last Wednesday or last Sunday. I think it was last Wednesday. But this is when Herod was king, and he's already killed John, but look at this, and now he's going after Peter. But now here's where I'm going to read a little bit, okay? So stay with me. Kathy, let's go to Acts chapter 12, and we'll start with verse 1 and 2. Now about the time Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. Yes, let me read that again. Now about that time Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. Are we being harassed today? And then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Why? Because he saw that it pleased the Jews. The reason that woman going up for Supreme Court couldn't describe a woman today, she couldn't define a woman, is because she knew it pleased the Democrats. Okay, I'll just leave that. Because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded no further to seize Peter also. All right, go down to verse 5. So Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by who? By the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood where? Stood by him. An angel stood by him. Every one of us have angels around us. In fact, angels are attending this prayer meeting tonight. And they are on assignment. They were sent here on assignment to hear what we are talking about. Revelation chapter 8, chapter 5. Okay, so now an angel stood by him, and he's locked deep in prison, and a light shone in the prison, struck Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, "Arise, get up." The chains fell off his hands. So two things happen. When the church prayed together, when the church, it says the church prayed, what happened? An angel came, and the chains fell off. Now, Gabby, what happened when the church prayed? You got a new job, and after 3 months, you're about to get a promotion, and probably a raise will go with that. That's when the church prays. There's just a lot of things that we see happening, and I'm hearing testimonies about, that really shouldn't have happened. But you'll see what I'm talking about right here. So the results of that church prayer was the angel showed up and the chains fell off. Verse 8, and the angel said, "Now you gird up yourself, tie on your sandals," and so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your clothes or your garment and follow me." Verse 10, when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened up to them of its own accord, opened up all by itself. Now, they didn't have electricity in those days. You're not at Save Mart. That door didn't automatically open, but it did here. So it opened to them of its own accord, and they went out and went down the street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us here. This is very, very important. And when Peter came to himself and realized he's outside that prison, And he's not bound up anymore. And this angel just delivered him right in front of these guards. I mean, he walked right past and they didn't even see him. Whether God closed their eyes, put him to sleep, or made him invisible. I don't know how they did it. But Peter said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. I just want us to be the kind of people that don't wait like Peter. Peter said, oh, wow, now I know. Boy, now I know he delivered me. Now I know he's good. Now I know he saw me. Well, how about when you're going through all that hellish stuff? How about when you're going through that mess and you have no idea how you're going to get through it? And you just keep coming to church and you just keep dancing around here and you just keep praising the Lord and you just keep being faithful and people ask you, how you doing? You're praising God. God is good. And you know your life's falling apart. No, you're not going to wait and say, oh boy, God help me now. Now I know. Oh, no, no, no. People look at us, don't think they don't. And they watch us and they see when you're going through a mess. You know, you guys were brand new, John and Tanya, but when you came in, I saw you when you were probably hurting some of your worst days, but you came in with a smile on your face. Just came in to a whole new day. And sometimes we have stuff going on in our lives, and no one else knows it, and they just think, man, you don't have a care in the world. You're just happy all the time. You just got that smile. You're just always why is everything perfect for you and not for me? Just want to say, baby, follow me. Just follow me around. But see, you've already learned to do this. That's a mark of maturity. And Peter's still learning, even though he had walked with Jesus for 3 years. Okay, let's move on. I'll leave that. So when he had considered that God was really good, God hadn't forgotten about him, they came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, was Mark's mother, where they gathered. They did what? Look, where many were gathered together praying. See, there was a whole bunch of people there praying. So the church is still praying. Now, you think Peter's bad. Wait to see, you see the rest of some of these folks. You know the story. Verse 13. And so Peter's out of jail now. He's walking around free. Please hear this. They're praying that Peter will get out of jail. All of them are praying that he gets out. He's already out. Has God ever answered your prayer? Listen, your prayer that you're praying about tonight could already be answered. And you're out. And that thing's over there standing at the door getting ready to come in on you. It's getting ready to just come in. And so they're still over there. Oh, God, deliver our brother Peter. Oh, God, please don't let him kill him. No, Herod said he's going to kill him. Oh, God, get him out of those chains. And he's standing there. Little girl named Rhoda went to the door, answered the door. And she recognized this voice. She said, who's there? Because they were... knew they could be surrounded and taken off and killed any time. Who's there? He says, Peter. And when she went and told the disciples, Tanya, they said, oh, that must be his angel. Because in those days, they believed that your angel looked just exactly like you. So they're like, oh, no, that's Peter's angel. Well, that's not scriptural at all, but I don't know where they got it. Probably super saints. And so... Verse 13, and as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. And when she recognized Peter's voice because of her, look at this, because of her gladness, I'm in verse 14. She did not open the gate, but she ran in and announced that Peter stood at the gate. Man, she got so excited, she just took off running. Peter's out there. Look what these praying saints said. Man, they're prayed up. They've probably been fasting and praying. Look at these spiritual folks. Verse 15. But they said to her, you're beside yourself. She kept insisting that it was so. And they said, is it his angel? And now Peter continued knocking. My Lord, let the man in. He just got out of jail. Continued knocking. When they opened the door and they saw him, they were just absolutely astonished. Couldn't believe it. Motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord brought him out of prison. And he said, now go tell these things to James and to the brethren. He departed and went to another place. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had happened. Now they're like, oh, we got to put him to death. Okay, here's where I want us to go. All right, can we read verse 1 again? Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 1. You got to see this. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. And he did what to James? He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword because he saw it pleased the Jews. So, man, he is strutting his stuff sitting down. This guy is so tough. He's so wicked. He's so mean. He's already killed one disciple. He would go after another, but he's afraid he'd be, mobbed. So look at him. He's strutting his stuff there. But by the time you get down to verse 23, look at this. Now let's go to 21. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on the throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting to Herod, oh, Herod! You are the voice of a god. You're not even a man. You're so powerful. You're so great. You've got to be a god. Okay, number 1 and 2, he's all powerful. He's all strong. He's killing. He has authority, 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 authority. But by the time you get to the end of the chapter, verse 23, it says, then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. Why didn't he just let him die? God said, no, I think I'll make this one bad. Worms, y'all come in. The worms came in. He was eaten by worms and died. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. The word of the Lord grew and multiplied. The authority of the wicked went dead, and the worms ate it. I'm just telling you, folks, what we are about to see. These people that are standing with such wicked authority against our babies, against our children, against our jobs, against everything that they stand for. And listen, I'll go farther. And the devil that has stood against you and against me. And that hateful thing that you deal with over and over, that just gets your goat. I mean, you don't even know how to deal with it anymore. I'm just telling you, we're in here praying together. And I want us tonight to pray for miracles. Because our God is a God of miracles. And he wants to help us. And he spoke to me today and said, my angels be there with you all tonight. I said, Lord, what if there's just 10 of us? Oh, they'll be there. Don't worry, honey. What if there's just one of us? No, they'll be there because you're in the sanctuary. You're all in there. You're preparing. Lord, I told him, Lord, we need miracles. Man, we need them. We need them in our family. Some of you all need to see your child saved or your husband saved or your daughter saved. And if you've got wicked people just on your back or after you at work, or I don't know what it is, but I just so heard the Lord saying to tell you tonight that Herod's going to be put to sleep. He's putting Herod down. Oh, Herod that harassed you and bothered you and took you down from sickness and disease to a two-legged devil. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Come on, let's just stand up. And you know, I'm just going to ask, oh, Lord, don't let me forget that thought. Oh, I had a revelation today on that. Let me get that and see if I, hold on a minute. Oh, here's what I wanted to tell you. And I know this is very familiar to you too, but Ephesians 3:20 says, but our God is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask or even what you think. When you wanted that job, you weren't even thinking about a promotion. I mean, you didn't pray for that. You didn't pray for that. But see, here's what I wanted to tell you. Jesus said, greater things than these shall you do. And then when you see that Ephesians 3:20, it says that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we ask or think. So here's the deal. Those people who were praying, they didn't even ask God to kill the Herod. They weren't praying about Herod. All they were praying about was Peter to get out of jail. That was it. So see, when he does exceedingly abundantly, he takes care of other things. Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and you know, it says, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added. So see, you take care of my business, then I'll take care of your business. You do this, I do that. So we come in here and listen, you all know this. We've got 100 things in our life that need to be dealt with right now. Every one of us could at least write down 10, 20, 30, 40, you know. When you put that extended family in, man, you go out there. But just think of it like this. We're in here tonight like that church was. They were praying for Peter, but their surplus was the king of all people. I mean, a great, powerful, the most powerful man in the world, Brother Ken. The most powerful man, eaten by worms and died. What a horrible thing. They didn't say, God caused that to happen. You know why? Because they couldn't think that way. Christians don't think ugly like that. Most of the time. So, I just want you to ask him tonight for miracles. Just believe him. So, I'm going to pray for some miracles tonight that I can think of. And if the rest of you want to pray for miracles, I want one of you to come up and ask God for a miracle. And you can pray for anything. Maybe it's not even a need in your life, but somebody else may need to get a new car, or they may need their house to sell, or they might need to get a new job. I mean, there's things that we can't even imagine tonight. They're just maybe something really private on the inside. Maybe you're in a prison house in your own mind. Father, I don't know, but all I know is you said those angels would be here tonight to help us along, that they were here on assignment. And Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our children, Lord, and the things they go through in this life. I even want to pray for those young kids there in Texas tonight. I want to pray, Lord, for protection over them and for all of our high schools and our middle schools and the elementary schools and our babies in California and right here in Porterville. Lord, I pray that you'll go beyond what I'm praying right now. But keep all shooters away. Keep all the robbers away. All the thieves, Lord, that would think to do evil to our schools or to our churches. Protect our church. Build a wall of fire around it. And Father, keep Glad Tidings and Lord, the Nazarene Church down the street and New Life Center and all the churches, the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church. Lord, keep them safe from all harm and all danger, and bring us a miracle against Satan in Jesus' name. Father, we've got to see your hand. We've got to see your hand of glory come in and begin to heal the sick and cast out devils. And Lord, take us another way. No, Herod said, you go find that baby and kill him. But those disciples went another way. And I believe, God, we're going another way now. We're on another way. I don't know where you're taking us, but we're ready to go. Hallelujah. I pray for financial miracles among your people. Lord, I pray that you'll bring increase. Your people, we are down here praying together as the church. We call for you for finances. Lord, in this house, we pray for greater than. I pray for greater finances in your people's lives. Miracle finances. Miracles, Lord, that would just break chains and do more than we could even imagine. Those that are suffering sickness and disease tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. First of all, Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for such a great salvation, Father. We thank you for being Lord of our life, Father God. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, and you're there to meet us, Father God. We thank that we can ask, Father God, and you're there to meet us at our need, Father. We ask right now, Father God, that just forgive us of anything that we've done, Father God, knowing or unknowing, Father God. Anything that we've done, and we thank you for your forgiveness, Father God. Lord, we pray right now for this nation, Father God. We need a miracle in the United States of America, Father God. We need you to come down and see about us, Father. We need you to touch right now each and every pastor of over a church, Father God. The one that is called according to your name, Father God. The one that is preaching the gospel, Father God. We need you right now in each and every church, Father God. Lord, right now we rebuke the spirit of fear off of every church in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you said you haven't given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power, love, and a sound mind, Father God. And we thank you for the sound mind. We thank you for your love, Father God. We thank you for your power and your authority. Father God, we pray right now that you send miracles, Father God. Open up the windows of heavens, Father God. Open up the clouds, Father God. We need miracles. We need signs and wonders to flood our churches, Father God, to let them know that you are God. You are God, Father God. You are the one and only God, Father God. We have an illegitimate nation of people that's trying to run our nation, Father God. We call back, Father God. We call a miracle, Father God, over Washington, D.C. We call a miracle. We need a miracle from heaven to come down because we're setting ourselves up that only you can do this, Father God. We're in a position, Father God, right now, Father God, on our knees, standing in need of prayer, that we need you to come down and see about our nation, Father God. And we thank you for what you're about to do, Father. We give you glory, Father God, for what you're going to do in this nation, Father God. We stand, Father God, in the need of prayer right now, Father God. Each and every person, Father God, each and every person in this room, Father God, I pray right now that you move up and down the aisles, Father God. Meet the person at their need, Father God. Whatever it is that they need, touch right now, Father God. We rebuke cancers off of people, Father God. Just like Pastor said, anybody that's high blood pressure, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you right now, thyroid conditions, Father God, migraines, Father God. We need your miracle touch of your hand. You said in your word that your hand is not too short, and we believe it, Father God, and we thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, from the bottom of our heart, Father. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bless your name, Father. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Father, Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for your healing power, Father. I thank you, Father God, for the miracles that we will see, Lord. Father, in the beginning, Father, Lord, you said, Lord, you said through your word, Father, Lord, you said that you sent your son, Lord, that we would be healed, we would be saved, Father. Your son, Lord. But it was spoken, Father, by the old prophets, Father, of past. But Father, in John, Father, you said in the beginning that the Word became life. The Word was God. And the Word was with God. And is God. Your Word, Father. Lord, it is just your Word, Father. We ask, Lord, many things, Father. We ask for healings, and we know that you will do them, Father. But it is only by your word, Father. Only by your word, Father, that we will see these things happen. Father, put it into our spirit. Put it into our hearts, Lord, as we read your word, Father. For your promises are yea and amen, Father. You would not hold nothing good from us, Lord. So, Father, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that your word is with me and will always be with me. I'm thankful, Father, that your word became life, God, bread unto me, Lord. Father, and as your word says, Lord, that when I finish my request, when I ask for what I have asked for, Lord, that I am to stand and know that you are God. I am to stand and know that you, Lord, are God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Tanya, come, honey. I want you to pray for some miracles tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for all these women here, Father God. I pray, Father God, for all the women, all the wives, Father God, that they stand like Proverbs 31, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 31. Father God, that they love you, Father God, that they honor you, that they fear you, Father God, that you look at them, Father God, better than rubies and gold, Father God. I pray miracles over all these women, all the wives, Father God, that they stand for their husbands, Father God, and they pray and bless their husbands, Father God, every morning before they wake up, Father God, that the very first thing they say, Father God, is that they will walk, Father God, in your walk, Father God, in your calling, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that you will use every woman here, Father God, that anywhere they walk, everywhere they go, that they will take you with them, Father God, that their desire is to love you first, to want you first, to do anything that you want, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that you will make miracles happen, Father God, that everything that we ask for, it is being established, Father. Your word says when two to three gather together, Father, that your word will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that I see these things happening. Your word says, Father God, that you move, Father God, not by sight, Father God, but by favor, Father God, but by the way we believe in you, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that whatever I ask for my son, Father God, that you will do it, Father God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what I see. It matters what I know that he's going to be. He is a child of God. He will desire you and you only. He will put you first, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, for my pastor, Father God. I thank you and I lift her up to you, Father God, that, Father God, I see, Father God, that I, Father God, that she has your heart at all times, Father, that, Father God, you seek her very desires, Father God, and you make them happen, Father God. Father, I stand, Father God, in the gap, Father God, for my pastor, Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for strength, Father God, over her mind, her heart, and her soul, Father God. Father, that you give her the power and the will every single day, Father God, that she feels your presence, Father God. I pray for every leader in this ministry, Father God, that they never give up, that they never run, Father God, but that you give them strength, Father God, that you give them ability, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, that they will be men and women, Father God, and they will never turn, Father God, or be in fear, Father, but that they will look straight to you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for all the little children here, Father God, that, Father God, that there will be just one child, Father God, to know who you really are, Father God. All we need is just one child, Father God, to follow you, Father God. And everyone, Father, she will lead or he will lead the way, Father. I pray for strong people, Father God, in this ministry, Father God, that will hold this temple up, Father God. That you're making it happen, Father God. That is a miracle from you, Father God. And we will see the signs and the wonders and the miracles come to pass, Father God. And we will know that it is you, Father God, and no other. Because you are kings of kings. You are lords of lords. You are my God of all gods. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You're my Papa. You're everything I need.
need you to be, Father God. If I need to call a doctor, I call on you. If I need to call a judge, I call on you. If I need anything, Father God, you're my everything, and you've proven that to me in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, my beautiful Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands and just praise him. Let's praise him and thank him for meeting us here tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for being here with us. I believe that our prayers go beyond what we've done tonight. Lord, I thank you for that. I know that in my heart. I know it just like I'm looking at these people tonight, that what we have prayed is going beyond. It's going beyond. And so, Lord, I pray that tonight, and I declare the last line, the last verse or next to the last verse there in chapter 12 of the book of Acts said, and the church increased and grew. It increased, it grew. And so, Lord, I'm praising you that in the increase, there are miracles. In the increase, people are saved. In the increase, people are filled with the Holy Ghost. In the increase, people are baptized. And so, Lord, I praise you that I'm asking for a new baptistry. Lord, that baptistry is in backwards. It's wrong. But, Father, we need that thing fixed. We need it turned around. We need something to happen to it. Lord, if we have to go get an old water trough, we're going to get it and bring it in and get some people baptized when they get saved. So, Lord, I praise you. And I'd like to really baptize some people on Easter morning. That'd be all right. And so, Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for being here tonight. Amen. Amen, church. Whew. La, God bless you all. Well, thank you, and the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face just rise upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. May his countenance rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. God bless you. See you Sunday morning.